Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you are joining us for a lesson about dragon boating. We're talking about how dragon boating conquers the world. Well, it's true. This sport, this event, this race that began in Asia is now being found in many places all over the world. Well, I do wonder if you have ever seen a dragon boat race, or maybe if you've even participated in a dragon boat race. Carolyn, you're from America. Have you ever seen a dragon boat race?
Well, I am from the United States, but I have actually participated in a dragon boat race.
What?
2 years ago, when I first came to Taiwan, I lived in a city and Luodong had a dragon boat race. And I was able to be one of the participants in the boat pushing it along.
No way!
Yes!
That's great! So she got to participate in the dragon boat race. I've never done that before. That sounds like fun. My friend invited me to do that, and then he told me that all the rehearsals were at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was like, forget it, man. Maybe next year. But I did get to see him race, and it was quite exciting. Well, what about you? Have you ever participated in one, or maybe seen one before? Dragon boating conquers the world. Let's get started with our lesson.
Dragon boating conquers the world. People all over the world enjoy the sport of dragon boating. 20 teammates reach forward with paddles, dig them into the water, and then pull back in a quick, powerful motion. A drummer keeps time for them from the front of the boat, while another person steers from the back. Together, these 22 people race a boat fitted with the head and tail of a dragon. It's a scene that's been part of the Dragon Boat Festival in China for thousands of years. But over the last 30-plus years, this scene has become common on lakes and rivers around the globe.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. For many around the world, June is a time of great excitement. Dragon boating is here. Before we dive into today's lesson on this fun and festive tradition, let's take a look at our keywords for the day. Paddle. Paddle is a noun. Slow down the boat by sticking your paddle in the water and pushing forward. Steer. Steer is a verb. Ellen's mother yelled at her and told her to steer the car with both hands. Globe. Globe is a noun. All over the globe, there are restaurants that serve fried chicken. Give rise to. Give rise to is an idiom. The students' interest in jazz music gave rise to the school's first jazz band. Your more information words are keep time. Keep time is an idiom. Teak. Teak is a noun. Federation. Federation is a noun. Sounds like we'll be learning some really great information. Let's learn more in the article.
Dragon boating is certainly gaining popularity around the world, especially if our title here is true, that it is conquering the world. It is taking over the sporting scene. And in the little sidebar, we see that people all over the world enjoy the sport of dragon boating. And I also really enjoyed it a few years ago when I was able to join a team. Well, learning about teams will start in our first paragraph. 20 teammates reach forward with paddles, dig them into the water, and then pull back in a quick, powerful motion.
And I think this is well described. If you've ever seen a dragon boat race, this is what it's like. These teammates reach forward with paddles. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. A paddle is something that you can use to help you move your boat forward, or in some cases, to move your boat backward or keep it still. You use a big wooden stick, or sometimes made of plastic or something else. This is called a paddle.
That's right. And when you are going to be in a dragon boat race, you need to make sure that everyone's paddle goes into the water at the same time, pulls back at the same time, and comes up at the same time to pull your boat along as fast as possible.
That's right, because you are going forward in a quick, powerful motion. And of course, you can use the word paddle as a verb too. You can paddle forward in your boat. Well, we continue learning about this great experience, dragon boating. A drummer keeps time for them from the front of the boat while another person steers from the back. All right, so you've seen this before. If you've seen dragon boating, there is someone at the front, maybe with a big drum, and they are keeping time for all of the people paddling behind.
That's right. So this drum allows them to paddle at the same time so that they are all together. And we also see that there is someone in the back who steers. And steer is one of the words from our word bank today. If you steer something, then you direct it where it is supposed to go. So here they are steering the dragon boat. You might also steer a ship with a large wheel.
That's right. Where else have you seen this word steer? Well, if you drive or if you have a car, then you use a steering wheel, the wheel that steers the tires where they are going to go. So you have a steering wheel. You could also use this in kind of an idiom or a phrase, to steer clear of something. Someone warns you to stay away from something, that it's bad for you. You should steer clear of it. That's what that means, to stay away from that thing.
That's right. Well, right now, Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share with us in the information cloud.
We're all familiar with the five basic senses, right? Sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. But there are, in fact, a lot of other senses we humans possess, to some degree or another.
Like the sense of rhythm. If you want to play the drums, you'll need to have this sense, because keeping time is a drummer's main responsibility.
Right. And if you're someone who enjoys listening to and telling a good joke, you'll have a healthy sense of humor.
Okay, what about the sense that can keep us from getting lost?
Ah, you mean the sense of direction. This sense comes in handy when you're driving around in an unfamiliar city or hiking in the woods.
One more, because I know many of you love wearing fashionable clothes.
Well, if that's you, then you probably have a sense of style.
If you lack any one of these four senses, you can try to cultivate it through learning and practice, but there's no guarantee how far you'll get. For most people, you either have the sense or you don't.
Right. Have you ever tried to teach someone how to be funny? Not easy.
Sense 这个字有诸多的含义，我们都有 five basic senses, 五种感官，视觉、听觉、嗅觉、味觉和触觉。Sense 也可以指某种感觉，像 a sense of pain, 是疼痛感， a sense of direction, 方向感， a sense of humor, 幽默感。今天的课文讲到划龙舟坐在船头的鼓手，他必须要 keep time, 维持一个节奏，所以呢， a sense of rhythm,节奏感也是鼓手必备的条件。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, those are some good senses to know about. So, we have 20 people in a dragon boat paddling, someone in the front keeping time, and someone in the back steering. Let's continue with our lesson. Together, these 22 people race a boat fitted with the head and tail of a dragon. That's so cool. It's definitely a special kind of boat.
And I guess that's why it is called a dragon boat, since it has been fitted with both the head and the tail of a dragon. It has these two things on it. It's been a scene that's been part of the Dragon Boat Festival in China for thousands of years. So this is not really a new sport.
No, it's not really a new sport at all. It might be a new sport that is celebrated around the world, but it's been in China for thousands of years. It's a scene that's been a part of the Dragon Boat Festival. A scene is something that you can see, something that you can enjoy and maybe even participate in. A scene.
That's right. And right now, Liz has something she would like to share with us about that in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. In today's article, we read, it's a scene that's been part of the Dragon Boat Festival in China for thousands of years. That's our grammar tip sentence. And for today, we're looking at the sentence pattern. Notice, something is a scene that's been part of something else. Sometimes we have an event with many things happening at the same time. In today's article, the focus is on Dragon Boat Festival, and there are many things going on during this festival, but the writer puts special attention on what it's like to be in a dragon boat. After describing it, he goes on to explain that this is something that people see. It's a scene, and it's just one of many things going on during this festival. It's a part of the Dragon Boat Festival. Let's look at some more example sentences. Putting up a tree and letting the kids decorate it is a scene that's been part of the Johnson family Christmas celebration for many generations. Or, employees working together to clean out their workspaces is a scene that's been part of the company's annual cleaning contest for many years. Now it's your turn. Think of an activity that's part of a greater event and try using this sentence pattern. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Well, this festival has gone on for thousands of years, but over the last 30-plus years, this scene has become common on lakes and rivers around the globe. Now, we see that word there, plus, 30-plus years. Gabe, can you explain that to us?
That's right. This means at least 30 years. So you can use this when you're writing or talking about something. You don't want to say the exact number. Maybe you don't know what the exact number is, but it's more than 30 here. 30 plus years. You could say the company's been around for the last 15 plus years. How else could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, I could say that my parents have been married for 20 plus years. I don't want to say how long they've been married because they might think that people will think that they are old, but they have been married for more than 20 years.
All right, so that's how you use this word plus. Try that sometime today or when you're writing something. Now let's talk about another word from this sentence, the word globe. This is from our word bank. Usually I think of a globe as something that you can touch, you can hold. It's a small model of the world, and you can spin it, and there is the world. You can talk about different countries on the world from a globe. But what does it mean here, Carolyn?
Well, here a globe is talking about the world. So just around the world, the sport of dragon boating has become a very common scene. Well, right now it is time for us to learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天文章的第一个重点，我们来看 keep time 这个成语。keep time 是指钟表走得准，或者是适合节拍或节奏。例如 ，My wristwatch keeps excellent time。我的腕表走得非常准。或者是 Susan sometimes has problems keeping time when she's playing the piano。Susan 弹钢琴的时候，有时候节拍没办法抓得很准确。接下来我们来看的是 steer 这个动词。steer 是指掌舵、驾驶或者是操纵。 例如 Dad steered while Mom gave the directions. 爸爸一边开车，妈妈一边告诉他方向。或者是 The sailor steered the boat into the harbor. 这位水手把船开进了港湾中。Steer 也指引导或操控。例如 Samantha steered the conversation away from the sensitive topic. Samantha 把这个对话引导离开这个敏感的话题。
Today we're learning about how dragon boating is conquering the world. People all over the world enjoy this sport. And our author has done a very good job of describing for us, giving us a picture of what it looks like to be in a dragon boat race. You have 20 people who are paddling the boat. You have someone in the front keeping time with a big drum, and someone in the back who is steering. And of course, all across the globe,This sport is becoming more and more popular. We're going to find out how in the next section.
Dragon boating conquers the world. The world outside Asia was formally introduced to dragon boating in 1976. That year, the Hong Kong Tourism Association had a plan to increase tourism.Their first step was inviting a Japanese team to compete in the first Hong Kong International Dragon Boat races. The media sent pictures around the world, increasing international interest in the sport. Their next step was sending teak dragon boats to cities in North America and Europe. Whether their plan helped tourism or not, it did give rise to dragon boat clubs in many countries.By the time the International Dragon Boat Federation, IDBF, was founded in 1991, dragon boating had truly become an international sport.
It does sound like dragon boating has become an international sport. Now, in this section, we are learning a little bit about the history of dragon boating. We see that the world outside Asia was formally introduced to dragon boating in 1976. Well, it's been quite a few years since we were first introduced to dragon boating, Gabe.
That's right. Quite a few years, actually.Many decades or several decades since 1976. That's when it was formally introduced. Do you ever formally introduce one friend to another? Maybe you've seen someone before, but you haven't been introduced. Well, your friend can formally introduce you to. He might say, hey, meet so-and-so. That's formally introducing somebody.
That's right. Well, dragon boating was formally introduced in 1976 to the rest of the world. That year, the Hong Kong Tourism Association had a plan to increase tourism. So they wanted to do something special to encourage people to visit Hong Kong. What did they do to try to meet this goal, Gabe?
Well, that's right. Their first step was inviting a Japanese team to compete in the first Hong Kong International Dragon Boat races. So they took a small step. They invited people from a country that's relatively nearby, Japan. They came over first and they competed in this first dragon boat race, this first international dragon boat race in Hong Kong.
That's right. And then they did something else.The media sent pictures around the world, increasing international interest in the sport. So, they invited a team from Japan to join them in this first race for international teams, and then they took lots of pictures and sent them around the world.
Well, I think this is very interesting and very smart on Hong Kong's part. They want to increase tourism and interest for what they do,And so one way to do that is to take pictures and send these things around the world. That's one way to increase interest in something. Take good pictures.
And in 1976, it would not have been quite as easy as it is now that we have the internet and all of these different types of social media that make sharing interest in things so much more convenient. It was a little bit more of a challenge in the 1970s.
All right, well, they are increasing international interest, and their next step was sending teak dragon boats to cities in North America and Europe. Carolyn, what is teak?
Well, a teak dragon boat would be a dragon boat made out of wood, and teak is a very hard type of wood that a lot of people like to use to make very nice furniture.
Interesting. Okay, so they're making these boats from teak. And we continue, whether their plan helped tourism or not, it did give rise to dragon boat clubs in many countries. Interesting. Well, I hope it did help tourism, and we know that it gave rise to dragon boat clubs. But let's talk about this phrase here, okay? Whether it did something or not. So let's use this in another way. I'm going whether you come with me or not. You could also say, whether or not you come with me, I'm going. So you can use this phrase in different ways.
So it just shows that it doesn't really matter what the initial thing was. The result is still something else. It's still going to happen. You might say whether his plan worked or not, it was still very well accepted. So maybe it didn't turn out the way he thought it would, but it was still a good plan anyway. Well, there is also another phrase in there, give rise to something, and that one is in our word bank today. What does it mean if something gives rise to?
Well, I think that it gave a cause for something, or it was the reason why something happened. Maybe it was one of the main reasons something happened. So, this dragon boating and sending teak boats around the world, that gave rise to dragon boat clubs in many countries. You might use this phrase in another way. I could say, low pay gave rise to many complaints from the employees. So, employees are complaining because of their low pay. It gave rise to their complaints.
That's right. Well, talking about dragon boats, by the time the International Dragon Boat Federation, IDBF, was founded in 1991, dragon boating had truly become an international sport.
That's right. And what's a federation? Well, it's a group for a common action of some kind. And you can find out more about the IDBF on page 26 of your magazine. Do check that out. Right now it's time for us to learn something different with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 give rise to 这个成语。give rise to 是指引起、导致或者是造成，当动词片语使用。例如 poor nutrition gave rise to the disease, 营养不良导致了这个疾病。或者是 excellent casting and stunning special effects gave rise to the success of the film, 卓越的选角跟令人惊奇的特效造就了这部电影的成功。最后我们来看的是 federation 这个名词。Federation 是指联邦、联盟或者是联合会，例如 The Russian Federation 是指俄罗斯联邦，或者是 The International Tennis Federation 就是指国际网球联合会，简称为 ITF， 或者是 The USA is a federation of 50 states， 美国是由50州组合的联邦，或者是 Spain is one of the members of the European Federation， 西班牙是欧盟的成员之一。And now let's see what the other teachers are doing.
Today we've learned a lot about dragon boating and its history and its increasing popularity around the world. Now I know that it started in Hong Kong when they wanted to increase tourism and it has since then gained so much popularity in other countries. And it kind of makes me wonder, why do you think so many countries around the world have embraced this sport? Gabe, what do you think?
Well, one reason I think is simply because it's a sport. It's good exercise, and it is a team sport. And so many people are working together for one goal. It promotes unity. I think there are many reasons why this is becoming popular around the world.
I think you are right. It is also a very interesting sport with an interesting cultural history, and I think that makes countries very encouraged and want to learn more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, We hope that you have learned a lot today here on Studio Classroom and that you will join us again next time.
See you then.
In our last episode, Unlai hinted he might do away with Sherry. Would he really go so far as to kill Sherry? How will Sherry escape? Listen in to this next episode of The Stranger.
Unlai had been holding the gun close to my head. I was very frightened. I was chased, kidnapped, tied up, and beaten. Then I found out that Unlai was actually the brother of Winston Lin, the man my mother almost married. This man was also Jun Fan's uncle and was willing to do anything to get at his family's fortune. The typhoon outside rattled the windows and whipped the rain against the house, but it was nothing compared to the storm in my heart.
Crying won't help you.
He moved closer and put his face right up against mine.
Answer my questions, or I'll kill you now. Hey, what's that noise? There it is again. Mr. Lau, come here now.
What is it, boss?
Someone is outside. Get two flashlights from the drawer over there.
Yes, boss.
I'll go left around the house and you go right. The girl won't be going anywhere. I'll come back later and make her talk.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.